10, please.
Number 10 is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding Zilli Hospitality Group's request for relief. This item is informational only, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grady, I believe it's on the advice of counsel that it's been suggested we go into closed session on this item. Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, I move that the committee adjourn to closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin statute, section 19.851(c)(g), for the purpose of discussing the following matters.
The motion before us is to go into closed session. Supervisor Jersey.
Before we go into closed session, were there individuals here to speak to us on that?
I believe so.
Would that be appropriate for them?
But I have no cards. We have cards from Mr. Jim Zilli and Mrs. Ellen Zilli. Would you like to do this together or would you like to do it individually?
We can do it together.
Together? Fine. Please come forward, ma'am. The floor is yours.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. You all know the issues and what's involved. This has gone on 16 months. I know you're going to closed session, and it'll be an interesting topic of discussion as to how to move forward. No one has been affected financially in this situation except my family. Terrible tragedy for the people that were injured. You can't compare the two, but not a single person in Milwaukee County has been financially affected but us. We've been good partners. We've made the county look good. We made the director look good. We've never said no to anything she's ever asked. We've put over $200,000 of our money in that property above and beyond the contract. And DOS has that report. Or labor for maintenance issues that we did that were not our responsibility. We have asked repeatedly for recommendations, suggestions, and offered many alternatives from a physical reimbursement to a rent reduction, to an extension of the contract, and all those initiatives have been us saying, we want to work with you. We have not been trying to get whole. We can explain exactly what we think we're really going to lose on this. We've been trying to be good partners, and we would appreciate some type of consideration, legitimate consideration, and recognition for our efforts, and that we have been partners beyond being a tenant. And that in a perfect world, again, I'm open to many recommendations, but the last thing we had suggested was a contract extension, something where we can get our ROI out over a period of years. That's all I've got to say. I'll take any questions.
Thank you. Questions by committee? Hearing none, Mrs. Zilli, would you like to add anything? Thank you very much.
Yes.
The motion before us is to go into closed session. Is there any discussion of that motion?
And, Mr. Chairman, you did get legal advice that it's appropriate for this topic.
That's right. I asked Mr. Grady that. It was on the advice of court counsel that we do so.
And he indicated yes.
Yes, he did.
Thank you.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you. I guess I'm questioning why we feel there's a need for closed session. When I was on the Transportation Committee and we were discussing similar issues regarding vendors at GMIA, we never went into closed session. And so I don't know if there's some unique circumstance here that is...
I think that's the subject of the closed session. So to talk about it in open session might not serve the county's
I'm
purposes.
I'm not asking for the detail, but what is the impetus for recommending closed session?
Well, Mr. Chair.
Ms. Walker, Mr. Grady, can I say again that it's on your advice, the advice of counsel, that we proceed into closed session? It's your recommendation?
Yes.
Could they state the section under the open meetings law that we're going to go into closed session?
Sure.
So that we know that.
Would one of you like to respond? Mr. Grady?
Mr. Chairman, sections cited under the meetings law, the exemptions. One section is for the deliberation and negotiation of investment of public funds, contract negotiations in my short-term. The second is the potential for litigation raised by the
Thank you. Is that satisfactory?
Yes.
The motion before us is to go into closed session. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Haas.
Aye.
Cesar.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Joseph.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote 7-0 for closed session.
We are in closed session. Would those not directly...